श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिषुतारिणे शील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमानितानंद प्रभु की जय। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। श्री श्री पंचतत्व की जय। श्री श्री राधा माधव श्रीमन महाप्रभु शकी वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्णा। सो नित्यानंद प्रभु इज बलराम हिमसेल्फ। ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দানুযায়ী শচীসুত হইল সেই বলরাম হইল নিতান্ত। ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন কৃষ্ণ বিকেম শচীনন্দন গৌরহরি সুচৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এন্ড বলরাম অ্যাপিয়ার অ্যাজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। ওয়ান ইন্টারেস্টিং থিং টু নো ইন দিস রেসপেক্ট ইজ although this Gauramandala Bhumi, the land of Bengal, is Golok Navadvipa, is the spiritual sky. But Bengal or Gauramandala Bhumi was not recognized as a holy place before, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity was hidden, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham also was hidden. And in India, the land where Ganges doesn't flow is considered to be an unholy place. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Radha Desh, which actually means the land where Ganges doesn't flow. So it is an unholy place. But we have to recognize that just by appearing there, Nityananda Prabhu expressed or exposed the glory of this land. It is one of the most exalted spiritual places. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in North Bengal, as I mentioned, where Ganges doesn't flow, in a village called Ekachakra. And he was the son, he appeared as the son of Harai Pandit, a very exalted Brahmana, and his wife Padmavati. Nityananda Prabhu was the eldest son, and he was extremely dear to his father and mother. His father was so fond of him that wherever he would go, he would take Nityananda with him. He could not separate from him even for a moment. He was so fond of him. And Nityananda also was a very special personality. Even in his childhood, he used to play with his friends, enacting different pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes he would perform Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Sometimes he performed Ramchandra's pastimes. Sometimes he would perform Varahadev's pastimes with his friends. And people used to be surprised to see that how could this child know about all these pastimes of Krishna. Nobody taught him, but how could he enact those pastimes, and those pastimes that he used to depict or play were so special or so unusual that he would become a part of it. For example, one day he was playing the pastimes of Lakshman being hit by Shakti weapon. So Lakshman fainted. And the condition was that one boy would play the role of Hanuman and he would go and carry the Gandhamadan mountain, and then Vishala Karuni, herb would be selected by the person who would be playing the role of the doctor, and he would make him smell that, and as a result of that he would gain his consciousness. But it was so real that when Lakshman was hit by this Shakti, or Nityananda, who was playing the role of Lakshman, when he was hit by the Shakti weapon and he fainted, and there was no sign of life in his body, and everyone became extremely worried, and people were informed that Nityananda lost his consciousness, there is no sign of life. So everybody came running and they saw that he actually doesn't have any consciousness. There is no sign of life in his body. And in this commotion, the boys who were supposed to play the role of Hanuman forgot his role. And he also got absorbed in this commotion. And then one boy remembered, and he told, look, you're supposed to bring the Gandhamadan mountain and I'm supposed to collect the Vishala Karani from that. So that boy then played his role, and when that was enacted, that Vishala Karani was given to him, then Nityananda came back to his senses. So in this way Nityananda was playing the pastimes with his friends at a time when children play with toys. Nityananda was enacting the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how absorbed he was in the pastimes of the Lord. And in this way he spent 12 years, and one day a wandering Brahmana mendicant came to the house of Harai Pandit. Actually in India it used to be a custom that when they would see a saintly person traveling, the Brahmanas would invite him to his house. So Harai Pandit invited him to become his guest. So he stayed in Harai Pandit's house and spent the whole night in Krishna Katha. And in the morning, he told Harai Pandit that, look, I would like to take something from you. So Harai Pandit asked, please tell me whatever you want and I will offer it to you. So he said that, look, I travel to the places of pilgrimage and I travel alone, so I need a companion. So will you please give me your son, your eldest son? And this was like Harai Pandit was struck with a thunderbolt. I mean, Nityananda, whom he couldn't even separate from even a moment, and now this person is asking Nityananda to go with him. That means he is going to lose him forever. But at the same time, the Brahmana asked him for this gift, for this arm, and he also already promised him, and it's a custom, if somebody, some sannyasi asked somebody, no one would refuse him. That used to be the Vedic culture those days. So Harai Pandit agreed. He went inside and told his wife that this is the Brahmana who wanted. So his wife said that, yes, when he wanted, no matter how dear he is, we must fulfill our promise. So Nityananda was given to the Brahmana, and the Brahmana left with Nityananda. And Harai Pandit's condition was like Dasarath when Ramchandra left home for the forest. He just fainted, and when he regained consciousness, he became mad. Everybody thought that Harai Pandit became mad and separated from his son. And along with that sannyasi, Nityananda Prabhu traveled for 20 years. And then he went to Mathura, he went to Vrindavan, and he started to spend his time there. And there his activities was more, very much like that of a madman. He used to float in Jamuna, and he would play with the children, and he would go along with the cowherd boys and tend the cows. So this is how he was spending his time in Vrindavan. And then, here an interesting thing to note is that Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we can see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, Nityananda Prabhu left home. And for 12 years he wandered around and he was waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to start his Sankirtan movement. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, he left Vrindavan and he came to Navadvip. He came to Mayapur. And he went to the house of Nandan Acharya. That's only about, Nandan Acharya's house is about 50 meters from here. So he came and stayed in Nandan Acharya's house. And he was staying there. So that morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates that last night I had a wonderful dream. I saw that some one divine looking personality appeared riding on a chariot, a beautiful celestial chariot. And when I asked him, who are you? And he told me, don't you recognize? I'm your brother. So it seems that some exalted personality must have appeared in Navadvip. So he sent Haridas Thakur and Srivash Thakur to find out where that personality was. So they traveled, they went to different places and couldn't find, and came back and said, we couldn't find any such personality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, then let's go. So along with his associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went straight to Nandan Acharya's house. And there he saw Nityananda Prabhu. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivash Thakur to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And upon being instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivash Thakur recited a verse that describes Krishna's entering into Vrindavan along with the cowherd boys. Varha piram natavara vapur karnayo karnikaram vibhrad vasho kanako vichidam shapada ramanam vrindavanam shapada ramanam gopa vrindvai. So Krishna is decorated, Barhavatan, he has a peacock feather on his head. And Karnayo Karnikaram, there are beautiful Karnika flowers on his ears. And in this way, he's describing that how he entered surrounded by his associates, cowherd boys, into Vrindavan. Upon hearing that verse, Nityananda fainted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivash Thakur to continue reciting. And as he kept on reciting the verses, he regained his consciousness and in ecstasy he started to behave like a madman. He started to cry, he started to roll in the ground, sometimes he would jump up, and he would fall in such a way that everybody became very worried that maybe he'll break his bones, maybe he's going to hurt himself so bad. So they started to pray, Krishna, Krishna, please protect him. And in this way, Nityananda started to display his ecstatic symptoms upon hearing Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. And then he just went and entered into the embrace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he became completely quiet, completely peaceful. Seeing that, Gadadhar Pandit started to laugh. And he said, they see, Ananta actually holds Krishna. And now Krishna is holding Ananta. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu met. And it was a very, very beautiful union. Both of them were so ecstatic upon seeing each other. And Nityananda Prabhu then was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go from door to door and distribute Krishna prayer along with Haridas Thakur. So, and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu used to go from morning till night. They used to go to different houses in Navadvip and request everybody to chant the holy name. And they had different, people had different reactions. Some people, those who were saintly, they immediately accepted the instruction and started to chant. Those who were envious, because they were not allowed to enter into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan activities at night in Shivas Thakur's house, they started to say, now they have come to our house, let's beat them, let's beat them. And some people thought that they may be the spies of the thieves. They are coming to our house to find out what we have, and they will come at night and steal our possessions. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to just laugh hearing that. Then one day they came across two personalities. They looked terrible. People were so afraid that nobody went near them. And they asked, who are these people that everyone is so afraid of? And the people told that these are two terrible demons. Although they were born in a Brahmin family, they were exalted Brahmana, they belong to an exalted Brahmana family, but they have become like demons. Like there is no sinful activity that they wouldn't perform. Like they would plunder people, burn people's houses. With the slightest provocation, they would just burn their houses. They would loot their wealth. And they would rape young girls. And they were all the time just drunk. And so Nityananda Prabhu told Haridas, Haridas, if we can make these two devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the real glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be manifest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver the fallen souls, and there will be anyone as wonderful a candidate for Mahaprabhu's mercy than these two individuals. So Haridas was a little hesitant. He said, look, you have heard what kind of characters they are. Like, if somebody just enraged them in the slightest way, they would go to their house and burn their house. So, do you want to take that? And he said, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prem. So, these are the most eligible candidates for that. So he made Haridas is fine. So Nityananda Prabhu went and asked them, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to do, that Prati Ghare Ghare Giya Karo E Dikha Balo Krishna Bhajab Krishna Karo Krishna Shikha. They go from door to door and ask everybody that please chant the holy name of the Lord. Please become a devotee and serve the Lord. Sanitana Prabhu went and told him that, my dear brother, please chant the holy name of the Lord. Please become a devotee of the Lord. And they immediately became furious. You dare to instruct us what we should do? And they said, kill them! Kill them! Catch them! And seeing that, Nitalu Prabhu and Haridas just ran. And these two persons, Jagai and Madhai, their actual name was Jagannath and Madhav. Jagannath's nickname became Jagai, and Madhav's nickname became Madhai. They chased them. And they were running and running. They were being chased by them. Then finally, they just went into a potter's shop where the clay pots were piled up, and they hid behind the clay pots. And this is how they escaped. That day, that evening, they went and reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what happened. And Nityananda Prabhu said, look, you have come to deliver the most fallen, the fallen souls, and we selected that these two are the most fallen ones. Therefore, we decided to deliver them. Actually, Haridas Thakur reported that, look, I'm not going to go out with you anymore. Today we almost lost our lives, and this person is crazy. The Ganges in monsoon time becomes full of crocodiles, and he floats in the Ganges and he approaches the crocodiles, and then when he sees young girls, beautiful young unmarried girls, he approaches them and tells them, will you marry me? So, and their fathers come out with sticks and their hands. So yeah, I'm not going out with him anymore. And today, look what he had done. This was the craziest thing one could ever do. So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, look, that will be your greatest glory if you can do that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded by saying that, look, they have been delivered. Just that you have desired, just that your merciful glance has fallen upon them, they are delivered.